Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Show. It's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Now, get ready to sound off.
Alongside John Sears, I am Keith Murphy, and it's good to have you with us here, although it's kind of a bummer. Locally, the college football season is over.
Yeah, you just feel kind of like you're missing something now. We've been doing it for the last, 3.5 months?
We look forward to it, and then there it goes. Sound off at 515-282-9010. Hot Topic 1, the Hawkeyes hang 49 points on USC and win the Holiday Bowl by 25. Iowa used explosive plays led by offensive MVP Emir Smith-Marset to beat the Trojans at their own game. How will you remember Iowa's 10-3 season? 515-282-9010.
And while the Hawkeyes finished with 4 straight wins, the Cyclones lost 4 of their last 6 games. Iowa State self-destructed and looked overmatched against a now 11-win Notre Dame team. Fighting Irish hand Iowa State its 6th loss of the season, 33-9 in the Camping World Bowl. Cyclone fans, how will you remember this 7-6 season? Give us a call. Sound off right now. 515-282-9010.
Hawkeye fans have always respected Kirk Ferentz. Even his coaching critics compliment his class, but it feels to me like Ferentz has finally moved into near universal appreciation, a difficult place for any coach to reach. It's when the word legendary can precede a name and not draw laughs or eye rolls. It takes time and it takes wins. It also takes perspective. Hayden Fry's passing brought reflection for many and emotion from Kirk, who isn't moved when Ferentz fights back tears. Iowa has had 2 head coaches in 40 years. That's remarkable. Ferentz is the first to remind people he's nothing like his mentor. He doesn't have Fry's charisma or vision. But you know what Ferentz does have? Credentials. Ferentz is the winningest coach in Iowa history. That includes the most wins in any 5-year period. He now has 9 bowl wins, including 3 straight, 2 Big Ten championships, a division title, 6 seasons of double-digit wins, and 5 top 10 finishes. Ferentz has also created a culture of devotion from players and their families. They'd run through a Kinnick Stadium brick wall for Kirk. Mortality brings contemplation. This month, it hit many Hawkeye fans. Kirk Ferentz is this generation's Hayden Fry. Both men would be honored.
Keith, there's no way to sugarcoat it. The Camping World Bowl was a massive disappointment for Iowa State. I didn't think the Cyclones would win, but I also didn't think they would get blown out and kept out of the end zone. This season started with hype like a new Star Wars movie being released, but ended like the Rise of Skywalker, or so I'm told. A late season fade with mistake-filled losses and disappointment. Fumbles, penalties, questionable play calls, and a defense that lost its early season mojo all contributed to the Camping World no-show. I don't care how good your back seven or eight is. If you can't get pressure on the quarterback, you have no chance. Matt Campbell is a good coach, a stand-up coach that takes responsibility for losses. But at some point, this is on the players too. It's game 13. Campbell didn't fumble the ball, didn't false start inside the five-yard line. 4 years ago, this program was one of the worst in the Big 12. Now, seven wins is disappointing. That's a quick turnaround, but also means expectations will continue to rise. Watching Iowa curb stomp USC was like watching the overconfident, good-looking bully finally get a taste of his own medicine. Fun to see. The Hawkeyes earned that win and played their most complete game of the season. Nate Stanley leaves Iowa top two statistically in almost every quarterback category. Stanley wasn't perfect, but he never lost to Iowa State, Minnesota, or Nebraska, and was 3-0 in bowl games. That's pretty good. Brian Ferentz called a great game. That gets lost in the win. He put guys in position to make plays, and most of the time, they delivered. And I can't imagine the feeling for Kirk Ferentz seeing his players do the hokey pokey in the locker room after keeping Iowa undefeated in the Holiday Bowl. A tribute to his mentor, Hayden Fry. No doubt Fry would have had a high porch picnic in San Diego.
Let's go to live calls here on Sound Off. We'll get it started with Chris in Knoxville. Chris, your thoughts on the Camping World Bowl.
Yeah, I just congratulations to the Hawkeyes on their win. I just thought going with ISU going in and playing a team of Notre Dame's caliber, that it was just unmatched from the get-go. They're used to playing teams like Georgia and that, you know, that nature. I just thought it was a mixed match from the get-go, and the only reason we were there is because of the fans that follow. So I just wanted to know your take on it.
Well, thank you for the call.
That is true.
The fans are partly responsible for this mismatch, and I'm not trying to be cute there, but this is something Iowa has done many times, and sometimes that led to losses for Iowa, too. When you move up in bowl because your fans travel so well, sometimes you end up with an opponent you really didn't earn a game against. Kansas State was supposed to play in this game, and Kansas State had just beaten Iowa State. But Cyclone fans travel so well and are so devoted and follow the Cyclones so well that they played a 10-win Notre Dame team, and they weren't up to it.
Let's be honest. The 10-win team looked like the 10-win team, and the 7-win team looked like a 7-win team. And the Camping World Bowl really doesn't care that Notre Dame won 33-9 and it was a mismatch, because they got a lot of fans in that stadium, and they made a lot of money off this bowl game because they knew Iowa State fans would travel.
Holiday Bowl and Camping World Bowl will be two of your better attended games.
For sure.
It actually could see people in the stands. Yeah. 50,000 or so at both games. Chris is in Urbandale with a thought on the Hawkeyes winning the Holiday Bowl. Chris?
You know, 5 years ago, I think we were all evaluating where Iowa was as a program. And I mean, Kirk said he was going to rededicate himself to coaching, and we've always known he's a great guy, but if you look at the turnaround this program has made in quality since then, I think it really speaks to just the loyalty of the players and the staff, and speaks to Kirk's abilities as a coach, not only of character, and we know he's a great guy, so I don't think we acknowledge it enough, but like you said in the opening, Keith, I am so proud to have Kirk as the head of the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Appreciate that call. I think many fans, with the end of Hayden Fry, meaning the end of his life and really the end of that era, John, I think many people sound emotional. Many Hawkeye fans, I think it hit them that they really need to appreciate what they have in Kirk Ferentz.
For sure.
And he's not fading. This is, yes, they need to win some of these big games and compete for a Big Ten championship, but this is the most wins in a five-year period any Iowa team has ever had. Now, not all seasons had 12 regular season games, but the point stands.
Yeah, Hayden Fry is always going to be on that mantle for Hawkeye fans, and he should be. You know, he turned around this Hawkeye program, but statistically, and what Kirk has done with consistency, even towards the end of these 20 years, I mean, he's still winning 10 games. Many people forget, towards Hayden's final years, there were a lot of bad seasons in those final years. Again, Hayden is great. He's going to be number one for a lot of fans. But Kirk has done a remarkable job with consistency.
Yeah, he's had a rebirth.
Yeah.
He went down a little bit and has come back up. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Paul Menzel in Des Moines says, Ankeny Parkview Middle School principal Jeff Schumacher.
Whoa.
Looks like actor Steve Carell. Tiny ref, is it a match? He votes it down.
Let's see. AKA Goatman says Nebraska head coach Scott Frost is actually the Christmas Stories.
Scott Farkas.
AKA
Scott.
Zach Ward. So Scott Frost looks like Scott Farkas from the Christmas
Scott
Farkas.
Jeez. Sears, don't you know your Christmas story?
Yeah, I'm seeing Scott. I'm seeing Scott. I'm looking at this. Okay, Tiny Ref, what do you think? He likes it.
Scott equals Scott. Send your sound off lookalikes to whotv.com. That's sound off at whotv.com.
Guys, the new year is something we usually celebrate. Well, let's make an exception just this once. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Time for another game of knockout. One's gotta go. Ferentz era Hawkeye Bowl wins. These are all from 10 or more wins seasons.
These are basically considered maybe the best four bowl wins in the Ferentz era. Who do you knock out? 2019 Holiday Bowl, we just saw it against USC. 2010 Orange Bowl win over Georgia Tech. 2005 Cap One Bowl versus LSU, the miracle. Or the 2004 Outback Bowl romp over Florida. Get your votes in now.
Time for What's Bugging Andy.
Turns out, it's the new year.
Really?
Something's bugging me, all right. The end of 2019. Now, let me clarify. It's not that this year is almost over. It's that the next year is about to begin. 2020 is one of those years that I am not looking forward to. Do you realize how bad that is? To be dreading a whole year when it hasn't even started yet? That's like having the stomach flu before you ride the octopus. First of all, we have the argument over whether the new decade actually begins now or next year. But no matter where you stand on that, you can't deny that the number 2020 just sounds like time just jumped into a hyperwarp. I heard someone point out the other day that 2020 is as far away from 1990 as 1990 was from 1960. Don't you hate it when someone does that? Wants to make sure that you're aware of just how big a chunk of your life is gone? It's like going to a sushi restaurant, ordering the little pieces right and left because they're so small and cheap, but then the bill comes and it's 80 bucks. The problem with the new year is that it starts in January. Whose idea was that anyway? Begin the year with a terrible month and then follow it up with one that's even worse? Oh man, it's like calendar boot camp, right? The legislative session begins too, which means our lawmakers will be introducing a slew of extreme new bills with little chance of passing into law, meant solely to fire up their base and tick off the other side. And of course, 2020 is an election year, so here come even more political ads that make our leaders sound like 9-year-old children, and social media posts from some of your old friends that suddenly make you see them in a new light. Kind of light that makes you wonder how in the world you became friends with them in the first place. The dumpster fire of American political theater will only build throughout the year, and it won't end until it does. Well, we've got to look on the bright side. I mean, even a bad year can only be 365 days long, right? Oh, no. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Oh, Andy, straight ahead. It's Who's in Your Five? Also, more of your live calls, 282-9010. Sound off on Twitter at SoundOff13. Sam writes, nothing more delicious than a main course of a three-quarterback sneak call with a side of USC tears. The taste of 2002 is finally washed out. Someone get a hanky to Reggie Bush.
He was really upset. Brad writes on Twitter, yes, it's disappointing, but that's a good thing. 3 years ago, a 7-6 finish, and we'd be jumping for joy. We are evolving as a program and as fans. High expectations all around is good for Iowa State football.
Who's in your five? Some bowl trip photos from Orlando and San Diego. Number five, Irish Tiger. Former Valley star John Mahoney sits down with Mark Freund, as filmed by Sam Lozada. Mahoney's dad played for Iowa State.
Very cool.
Number four, missed flight. Freund sets the wrong alarm. He missed his flight back to Des Moines today.
Why would you mention this? It seems a little embarrassing.
Well, he put it on social media. I'm not calling him out. He's putting photos out there.
Never mind.
You know how the kids are these days. Yeah. Number three, the Hayden Fry tribute. Dave and Jake rocked mustaches and polyester pants. Number two, emotional Kirk. Ferentz could not fight back the tears while running around shaking hands. And number one, Hawkeyes celebrate. The receivers give you an idea of how much the Hawks enjoyed winning the Holiday Bowl. Back to live phone calls.
Speaking of
here,
the receivers, they got everybody back in that receiving core.
Yeah, and Oliver Martin, who was injured, didn't even dress.
That's going to help that new quarterback, whoever it is, Spencer Pete.
Anthony in Des Moines.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
Good.
Good. Hi, Anthony.
And happy New Year to you guys.
You as well.
Same to you. I like the New Year. I'm not like Andy.
Yeah.
The question is I have for you guys, speaking of next year, how many games do you think this Iowa team is going to win next season, and what have they got on their next schedule as of next year as well, too?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Anthony, because, John's got the answer. We don't even need to play the season next year. John, go ahead and call it.
They're going 9-3, but the schedule is brutal.
So 9-3, are people happy with that? I don't know.
It came just basically pencil in Iowa from like 7-9. That's the prediction every year.
Cole is in Ankeny. Cole, welcome to Sound Off.
Hi, guys. What's up?
What's going on? What's up with you?
Oh, just chilling, watching the news.
All right. Well, watch Sound Off. All right. I don't have any more patience for Cole. Tammy is in Beaverdale. I think Cole thought he called the newscast.
I thought it was amazing with the 98-yard touchdown. I liked how it ended up being, but it was a bummer that Iowa State lost. But I'm both ways.
Thank you, Tammy. Them both. It is more fun when the teams were covering win. Amir Smith-Marset, this is the loss here to Notre Dame, but Amir Smith-Marset has two touchdown returns on kickoffs.
Yeah.
And in the games against USC, Iowa ran touchdowns back on kickoffs. On
C.J. Jones, see you later.
You remember that
I was there at that
Jones.
Game. Yeah.
There you go.
Now, that video they were just showing, that you missed that Cyclone 4th-and-1 play, didn't you?
Yeah,
live. You were in the air.
I was in the air, and that Wi-Fi kept going out. I understand the Cyclones did not get under center and just sneak it.
If we can roll that again, Elizabeth, this play had a lot. Now, look, they got like an inch to go for a first down. They line up in the shotgun and get stuffed by about 10 Notre Dame players there.
And is that because every Notre Dame player knew
like
exactly
9 or 10
what
guys
play was coming?
Yeah, they had 9 or 10 guys in the box. Now, I'll agree with the fans on this. I think that was a terrible play call. I mean, if you're gonna sneak it, get up under center. You got to move like an inch. The ball is like an inch away from the yellow line.
It's one of Iowa's
get
best plays. The quarterback.
Yeah, look how close the ball is to the line. It's like an inch. You move forward at all, it's a first down.
Yeah. I'm seeing it for the first time.
They'll want that one back. That was a game changer there.
It seems like a bad call. I don't think you make that first down. Iowa State beats Notre Dame.
No. But I think it gives you a little more momentum because after that, it was kind of everything went to poof.
Time for over-under, Chargers edition, overrated, the L.A. Chargers. L.A. doesn't want the Chargers.
Underrated, San Diego Chargers. San Diego does want the Chargers.
Yeah, but as the Uber driver, Jose, told me, they aren't paying for a billionaire to have a free stadium. That stadium is stuck in the 1980s.
I've heard it's bad.
Oh, they could film a Stranger Things episode there, and they wouldn't even have to change the set. Everything is outdated. Ugh. Still ahead, the Hawkeyes do the hokey pokey, but first, face off.
Time for the best part of Sound Off, because Mr. Sound Off dictates the topics. It's Face Off, so here we go. College football playoff semifinals. We learned several things, including there are three teams worthy of being there and one that did not belong.
Yeah, LSU embarrassed Oklahoma. The Sooners had no chance. Joe Burrow looked like he was running passing drills with no defenders. It was so lopsided, John, it makes you wonder if expanding the playoff would create more of these mismatches.
Yeah, there would be mismatches, but LSU is really good. And Clemson came from behind to beat Ohio State.
The officials help with that one. Don't understand how that fumble and touchdown got overturned. LSU receiver took several steps with possession of the ball, but at least we saw a great game.
Yeah, we needed one LSU rout. NFL playoffs in our region, Bears miss. Vikings in, Packers and Chiefs in and get byes. Rank them on chances to win it all.
Chiefs won. I want to put the Vikings too, but can't with Cousins at quarterback. So Chiefs, Packers, Vikings, and sorry about your Bears.
They're bad news. But hey, Chicago is fine. They've got Trubisky.
Oh, yeah, they're fine.
Good.
No problem.
Christian McCaffrey becomes the third player to rush for 1,000 yards and pick up 1,000 yards receiving. We saw him in the Rose Bowl against Iowa. Now he's doing the same thing against the best players in the world.
Yeah, in the Rose Bowl, McCaffrey had 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving by halftime.
That's not true.
I'm pretty sure it is. Look it up, John.
College football season is over in this state. Are we ready for basketball?
We're ready to resume interesting games, not Iowa against Kennesaw State or Iowa State against FAMU.
FAMU?
Florida A&M University. Those of us in the know call it FAMU.
I doubt that.
It's true. All knockout. Right. One had to go. Ferentz era bowl wins.
No contest. The 2004 Outback Bowl win over Florida 37-17 is knocked out. Tate to Holloway in the Cap 1 Bowl finishes as the most respected bowl game.
Jacob is in Ankeny. Jacob, welcome to Sound Off.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
My question was, if do you think A.J. Epenesa will stay, and if he does not, where do you think he'll go in the NFL?
I don't think he's going to stay, and I think he's going to go right around pick number 16 in the NFL draft.
16.
I think him and Tristan Wirfs, I think they're gone.
I think they're gone, too. Yeah. Eric is in Clive. Eric?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So, it was a great win, great bowl game. And what I wanted to mention was earlier in the year, after we beat Purdue, I was listening to our guys talk about it, and some guys were on the phone, and they're like, they weren't real happy with the win. And it's like, it was a win. It was a good win. We struggle at times. All our, you know, it's just going to be that way. Let's not be whiny winners. Let's because whiny winners end up evolving into crappy winners, and we don't ever want. We have teams in our noble conference that are frankly crappy winners.
We don't ever want to be crappy winners. Yeah,
we, no, we don't want to be crappy.
No, don't be crappy. You don't want to be crappy.
We can't all be LSU and beat everybody by 40.
Wade is in Des Moines. Wade, just have 10 seconds here. Go ahead.
Oh, shoot. I was wondering if maybe a bigger factor in Iowa State's bowl selection was that they had already been to the Liberty Bowl last year, because K-State travels even better than they do.
That's one reason they didn't go to the Liberty Bowl, correct?
Yeah. Yep, yeah, that is one. That'll do it for us. We're back next week, and we hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. The Hawkeyes celebrate the Holiday Bowl win by doing the Hokey Pokey in honor of Hayden Fry.
Your right foot in, you put your right foot out, you put your right foot in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Hokey pokey!
You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, you put your left foot in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.